told him he should just take rest.
Он хотел приехать, но поскольку он неважно себя чувствовал, я посоветовал ему все-таки не приезжать.
I told him Bhakti Ballabh Puri Maharaj gave me a phone call on the day of my Vyasa Puja.
Я рассказал ему, как в день моей Вьясапуджи Бхакти Валлабх Пури Махарадж позвонил мне.
Ниранджан Свами started laughing.
И Ниранджана Свами начал смеяться.
He said, "Oh, what did he do? Did he give you $100,000?"
Он спросил, что же интересно он сделал? Что он тебе $100,000 что ли дал?
I went, "No, he gave me $108,000."
Я сказал, нет, он мне дал $108,000.
Ranjan Swami went, wah. Then we started talking about Puri Maharaj.
И потом мы начали говорить о Пури Махарадже.
Puri Maharaj has a program in Scotland.
У Пури Махараджа в Шотландии есть такая программа.
It is called Gauranga.
Программа называется Гауранга.
Has anyone heard of that program?
Кто-нибудь слышал об этой программе?
Puri Maharaj has every person in the country of Scotland chanting Gauranga.
Пури Махарадж сделал так, что теперь в Шотландии все люди воспевают Гауранга.
For many years, they have been putting posters everywhere.
В течение уже многих лет они повсюду расклеивают наклейки.
Call out Gauranga and be happy.
Взывайте Гауранга и будьте счастливы.
So this has been going on for years.
Это продолжалось 3 года.
When Scottish people meet one another on the street.
И когда шотландцы встречают теперь друг друга на улице.
They do not say здравствуйте.
Они не говорят hello.
They say Гауранга. They all say Гауранга. Гауранга. If a devotee walks on the street in Scotland,
если какой-нибудь преданный проходит по шотландским улицам,
and somebody is in their apartment,
и кто-то в это время находится в своей квартире,
and they see the devotee,
и при этом видит проходящего преданного,
they throw their windows open,
они распахивают окна,
and they lean out their window,
а вытягиваются из окна.
They have a Gauranga car.
У них есть машина Гауранга.
You know the Scottish people, they wear a certain type of cloth.
Вы знаете, что шотландцы носят такого одежду определенного стиля.
It's called tartan cloth.
Tartan?
It's got some, but the cloth has got some red and some blue, and it's sort of like. You see, so their car is painted like that.
Клетка нарисована таким образом. Машина была расписана вот такими клетками, в общем.
And the doors of the car and the back of the car, it has Gauranga written on it.
И на задних дверях этого микроавтобуса было написано Гауранга.
And in the night time, the Gauranga lights up.
И ночью эта надпись светится.
And if that car drives down the street,
если эта машина едет где-нибудь по улице,
every person on the street, they stop.
Все на улице останавливаются.
And they go like this.
И делают так.
Gauranga! Gauranga!
Puri Maharaj, he plays the electric guitar.
Puri Maharaj играет на электрогитаре.
Like old 1960s rock and roll.
Он играет рок-н-ролл 70-х.
So he and all the brahmacharis, they recorded a CD.
То есть 60-х. И он со своими брахмачарями записали компакт-диск.
And all they do is they go,
Goranga, 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 hey! Goranga, 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 hey! Goranga, 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 hey! Goranga, Goranga, Goranga,
hey! They call it the Goranga Power Band.
Они назвали это, как бы это сказать? А, ну что-то типа группа, что-то могущественная группа.
So they sell those CDs on Sankirtan. And because everyone in the country is Goranga crazy, as soon as they see a CD with the name Goranga on it, they immediately buy it. They've had a marathon going since the beginning of December.
И вот с начала декабря у них проходит марафон.
Their marathon is still going on.
И он у них до сих пор там еще идет.
And so far they've sold 7,000 CDs.
Продали уже 7,000 компакт-дисков.
They have these. You know, like in your home, you have your refrigerator.
У вас дома есть холодильник, да?
And you have like little magnets.
И там есть маленький магнитик.
Like if you want to put a piece of paper on your refrigerator, you have a little magnet that you stick it on there with.
Допустим, если вы хотите что-то прикрепить к двери холодильника, вы используете маленький магнитик, чтобы какую-то записку прикрепить.
Do they have that in Russia?
В России делают такое?
Нет. Нет. Oh. Prehistoric ages. they have holodynic magnets, Goranga. The little magnets, they say different things.
It's
printed. It says, one will say, say Goranga, you idiot. Another one will say, I am crazy for Goranga. You know, another one will say, shut up and chant Goranga. And they sell thousands and thousands and thousands. And everyone chants Goranga. As soon as they find out that it has something to do with Goranga, they buy it. They're mad for Goranga. They have these clear plastic balls, rubber balls. And inside, it says, say Goranga, be happy. And then you take the ball and you bounce it on the ground. And there are many lights inside of the ball that light up. And people buy thousands of them because it says Goranga. The Goranga crazy. They have these buttons. You know, like people wear buttons that have different things on it. And it says things like, call out Gauranga, be happy. Chant Gauranga, you idiot. You know, I love Gauranga. Gauranga loves me. Gauranga even loves you. They met one man on Sankirtan. They sell those for £1. They met a man who over the past few years has purchased 1,000 buttons. Over the past couple of years. And they said, why do you buy so many? He said, I love Gauranga. He said, every time I chant Gauranga, I become happy. They said, well, what do you do with so many buttons? And he says, I take them home to my apartment. And then I put them on the curtains in my apartment. So all of my curtains, they have Gauranga from top to bottom. People are Gauranga crazy. There were some young kids in Scotland. They went Gauranga crazy. And these kids, they made the programs for computer games. So the largest selling computer game in the world today, Puri Maharaj told me the name, but I cannot remember. Something about guns. And there are these guys in the computer game. And they fight the bad guys. And they have weapons. And they get their weapons and they shoot the weapons. But then they have to get a new weapon. Otherwise the bad guys will kill them. And before they can get a new weapon, they have to type in the word Gauranga. And it's the biggest selling computer game in the world now. And everyone is like, all over the world, they're typing in Gauranga, Gauranga, Gauranga. And the good guys in that computer game, they wear very nice jackets. And on the sleeves, jackets. And on the sleeves, is written Hare Krishna. So you know that they're the good guys because it has Hare Krishna written. So Scotland has gone crazy because they're singing Gauranga's names all the time. But Puri Maharaj, he told me the other night, he said, now we are going to bring peace to the Middle East. I said, you're going to bring peace to the Middle East? He said, yes. I said, how are you going to do that? He said, we're going to get them all to chant Gauranga's name. I said, well, how are you going to do that? And he said, well, you know my son, Abhay Charan. He's a computer maniac. So Puri Maharaj said, what I did is I got some special cables connected to the computers. And the computers, they can connect to the internet thousands and thousands of times faster than just a regular cable connection. I said, then what do you do? He said, I got these special engines for searching the internet. And I start searching for special addresses. I said, what are you searching for? The first thing we're searching for, we typed in to the search engine, Jews that live in Israel. I said, so what happened? He said, we left the computers running for about 3 hours. I said, what happened? He said, we got about 15,000 names. I said, what did you do? He said, we sent them all an email. And I said, what did the email say? He said, it said, from Gauranga 108. And the subject of the email message was Gauranga. And then the message that they sent, there's a big flag. And it says, call out Gauranga and be happy. He said, we sent out, he said, the other day, he said, we sent out about 15,000 emails. And he said, and those same people, we're just going to send the same email to them 5 or 10 times. Until we get them all chanting Gauranga. I said, then what are you going to do? He said, then we're going to start getting all the email addresses from Lebanon. And Jordan. And Syria. And Iraq. And Iran. And we're going to get them all chanting Gauranga. We're going to get everyone in the Middle East chanting Gauranga. He says, then there will be peace. Yeah. And then he told me, he said, the other night, I was bored. He said, so I got my mobile phone. And I started sending people messages. You know, on these mobile phones, you can send messages. I said, what message were you sending? He said, call out Gauranga, be happy. He said, I just picked about, I got about 30 names, and I started sending email. I started sending messages to them. He said, I was preaching until 5 o'clock in the morning. He said, people were calling me back all night long. What is Gauranga? What is Gauranga? What is Gauranga? What is Gauranga? He said, of course they were Scottish people. Some of them said some pretty bad things. He said, but most of them are saying, what is Goranga? Does it really make you happy? So tonight we've been experiencing Goranga's mercy. We've been chanting the name of Goranga. We've been chanting Gornitai. We've been chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the Shastra it is said, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahiyanya, that Radha and Krishna and Lord Chaitanya are the same. And our duty is to sing their holy names. One time, when Lord Chaitanya was in Jagannath Puri, one great, great scholar came there to meet Lord Chaitanya. And as soon as he came, Lord Chaitanya could see that he was very proud because he had so much knowledge. So this scholar, he was always trying to show off his knowledge in front of Lord Chaitanya. But Lord Chaitanya would not let him do so. And this person, he was becoming very upset. One day he told Lord Chaitanya, he said, I would like to explain to you my commentary on the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Lord Chaitanya said, I don't accept many meanings for the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. He said, I only understand Hare Krishna Maha Mantra to mean Shamsundar and Jasoda Nandan. He said, besides that, I don't accept any other meaning. I don't want to hear your commentary. One day this scholar came and he said, I have written a commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Which is much better than Sridhar Swami's commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. Listen to my commentary. And Lord Chaitanya, he said, oh, you have written commentary better than Sridhar Swami. And then Lord Chaitanya said, if a wife is not obedient to the Swami, the Swami can mean also husband or master. He said, if a wife is not obedient to the Swami, the wife is a prostitute. So he was saying, if you're not obedient to Sridhar Swami, your commentary is useless. No one wants to listen to it. So Lord Chaitanya, he kept cutting this person's pride. And when this person would come in the association of the Vaishnavas, he would always try to make arguments with the Vaishnavas. He'd always try to start an argument with the Dvaita Acharya. And he'd always try to start arguments with Nityananda Prabhu. And so one day, he came into the association of the Vaishnavas. And he said, what kind of people are you? You do not understand the principles of religion. It is a religious principle. He said, you do not understand. Krishna is the Purusha. And we are all Prakriti. We are all female. And Krishna, he is the male. And religious principle, it says that the wife should never say the name of the husband. You see, this is to, if wife is saying husband's name, it is not religious principle. You see, where there is culture, they still do that. Like I asked them in Kazakhstan. I said, in your culture, does the wife say the husband's name directly? I said, oh, never. In India, never. He said, they'll say Pati, they will say Prabhu, they will say something, but they won't say the husband's name. And so this scholar, he was saying, you do not know religion. We are like the wife, but you're always saying the husband's name. Krishna. You do not know religious principles. So he said like that. And Advaita Acharya, he's going, phew. This guy's in Maya. Advaita said, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in front of you. He is the personification of religious principles. You should ask his opinion in this matter. So Lord Chaitanya, he smiled. And he said, my dear sir, the first principle of religion is this, that the wife should be the obedient servant of the husband. And Sri Krishna says, Satatam kirtayanto mam, that my name should be chanted incessantly. So if we do not chant Krishna's name, we are disobeying the orders of Sri Krishna. Your philosophy is useless. So this is our principle. To always chant the name of Krishna. Our principle is to always chant the name of Gauranga. Our principle is to always chant the names of Gaur Nitai. Our principle is to always chant the names of Radhe Shyam. And by doing so, we render service to them. By doing so, they become satisfied. And by doing so, our hearts become purified. So, it's been a very nice evening just singing Hare Krishna. It was Krishna Kirtan? Yes? Da. Very wonderful evening just to sing the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. This is our life. Just singing these holy names and dancing in ecstasy. Okay, so we should stop. And we will continue this tomorrow morning. Okay, Srila Prabhupada ki. Srila Prabhupada ki. Ananta Gaudiya Vaishnava Vrinda ki. Nitai go Premanandi. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, spokojnej nocy.